Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What is the Holy Spirit saying to us for our plenary council? In today's readings, he says, firstly, hang your plans on the structure I gave you. Hang your plans on the kerygma. This makes sense. By making up our own structure, instead of using the one the Holy Spirit has given us, the plenary council will just be a bureaucratic hot air festival of people pushing their own ideas instead of the Lord's. Kerygma is a Greek word which means proclamation or preaching. As the Catholic Bible Dictionary defines it, it is the announcement of the message of the gospel as preached in the New Testament. The core of this message is the kingdom of God and redemption of man by Christ. A basic summary of the gospel message as preached by the earliest Christian evangelists. Monsignor Charles Pope gives us a summary of the seven elements of this basic summary of the gospel, which leaps out at us in the first reading today. Number one, God loves you and has a plan for your life. As we hear St. Peter say today, Jesus the Nazarene was a man commended to you by God by the miracles and portents and signs that God worked through him when he was among you, as you all know. Number two, sin will destroy you. As we heard, you will not abandon my soul to Hades, nor allow your Holy One to experience corruption. Number three, Christ Jesus died to save you. As we heard in the first reading, this man who was put into your power by the deliberate intention and foreknowledge of God, you took and had crucified by men outside the law. You killed him. Number four, repent and believe the gospel. As we hear, on the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up with the 11 and addressed the crowd in a loud voice. Men of Israel, listen to what I am going to say. Number five, be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit. And number six, abide in Christ and his body, the church. As Peter says, now raised to the heights by God's right hand, he has received from the Father the Holy Spirit, who was promised. And what you see and hear is the outpouring of that Spirit. And finally, number seven, go make disciples. As Peter says, all of us are witnesses to that. Now, this might sound like a brand new idea with no root in tradition or Catholic practice, but it is these very steps that we renew at the Creed in every Mass. One immediate practical consideration this pushes the plenary council and ourselves to consider is, are we proclaiming the kerygma in what we do? For example, does it become obvious in time to those around me that these beliefs constitute for me the foundation of reality, my central principles of life? A second thing to consider is, if I'm Catholic, do I allow this to shine through all my apostolic projects? A major temptation and trap we can fall into is making our particular projects the center while leaving the kerygma at the edges. Being Catholic is not, first of all, an opportunity to push social activism, politics, conservatism or liberalism, liturgy or devotions or even catechesis. Not first of all. As good as these things may be, it is first of all to live and proclaim the kerygma as the central trunk, with the creed, sacraments, commandments and prayer as the four branches of the tree of life. Let us pray. May your people exult forever, O God, in renewed youthfulness of spirit, so that, rejoicing now in the restored glory of our adoption, we may look forward in confident hope to the rejoicing of the day of resurrection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.